There's a small but important development on grain transportation that prairie farmers should be paying attention to. CPKC exceeded its maximum grain revenue entitlement for the 2024-25 crop year, according to new federal figures released this week. CPKC collected about $2.7 million more than allowed under the revenue cap, triggering a penalty that will see just under $2.8 million paid into the Western Grain Research Foundation. CN Rail, by comparison, came in just under its cap. What matters for farmers is the bigger picture. Together, the two railways move just over 49 million tons of Western Canadian grain, up more than 12% from the previous year. That reflects strong export demand and solid system performance, but it also raises questions about costs. The revenue cap is designed to balance railways' pricing power with farmers' protection. This penalty won't change freight rates tomorrow, but it does reinforce why rail oversight remains a live issue for prairie grain producers. I'm Sean Hayes.